Simon & Schuster Audio presents Walking on Water, the fifth journal of the Walk series by Richard Paul Evans, read by the author.
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive at where we started and know the place for the first time. T.S. Eliot. Prologue. When I was 8 years old, 3 days after my mother's funeral, my father found me curled up on the floor of my bedroom closet. "What are you doing in there?" he asked. I sat up, wiping the tears from my face. "Nothing." "Are you okay?" "Yeah." My father, who was never comfortable with outward displays of emotion, had no idea what to do with a crying boy. "All right, then," he finally said, rubbing his chin. "Let me know if you need something." "Why did she have to die?" My father looked at me pensively, then took a deep breath. "I don't know. We all die sometime. It's just the way it is." "Is she in heaven?" I could see him struggling between telling me what I wanted to hear and telling me what he believed. Even at my age, I knew he didn't believe in God. Finally, he said, "If there's a heaven, you can be sure she's there." "What if there's not a heaven?" He was quiet for a moment, then he tapped his index finger against his right temple. "Then she's here, in our minds." "I don't want her there," I said. "I want to forget her."